Let's say you're walking around in a city and you're approached by a woman in a surgical mask. There's a pandemic going on right now, and face masks are typical, so it's not too jarring. And the woman asks you, "Am I beautiful?" Caught off guard and not sure what to answer, you say, "Yes, the woman is beautiful, you have to admit." She pulls back her mask and you're shocked. The ends of her mouth have been slit ear to ear, a scar making the widest smile you've ever seen. And she reiterates her question, saying, "Even now." You answer yes again, terrified, and you notice the scissors in her hand. Using the scissors, she mutilates your own face, and your smile is cut to match hers. You've just been the victim of Kuchisake Onna, literally the slit-mouthed woman. Kuchisake Onna is a confluence of folkloric influences herself, described as a modern yokai, a class of supernatural entities and phenomenon unique to Japanese folklore. The story of her preying on children after school arose as an urban legend in 1978 and spread nationwide in a few months. Children were terrified by her and needed to be escorted home by chaperones due to their fear. A frequently cited statistic claimed a staggering 99% of Japanese children knew of her in some form. Regardless of that figure's veracity, she was and is big. Of course, as the story spread, so did variations. Folklorist Michael Dylan Foster identifies four commonalities to most versions. One, she is a young woman. Two, her mouth is slit from ear to ear. Three, she asks, "Am I pretty?" And four, her mouth is covered by a mask, the removal of which is frightening. But then, as a process of evolving folklore, she changed. The story, as all good stories do, took on a life of its own. People added twists, some of which I included in my retelling. She carries a sharp weapon, often a knife or scissors. If you answer no to "Am I beautiful?" or "Even now," she kills you with her weapon. Answer yes after she removes her mask, and she'll cut your smile from ear to ear. Sometimes you can escape her by describing her as average when she asks if she's beautiful a second time, giving you time to run away. Other methods include giving her Beko Ame hard candy, her favorite, or saying pomade 3 times. She hates the smell of pomade hair gel. Oh, and she ran for the Olympics, so good luck outrunning her otherwise. Kuchisake Onna is a media legend. She's the subject of horror movies, tabloids, and news coverage. She appears in manga and anime, notably those of Shigeru Mizuki, a yokai expert who included her in a yokai encyclopedia. She also exists in a rich tapestry of Japanese urban legends. She's been explained as representing many cultural anxieties of 70s Japan. Gendered antagonism against feminists and education mamas haranguing their students to study fueled fears of a woman prowling the streets, preying on kids. And masks became a sign of anxiety when worn by rioters and protesters. Japan also faced environmental concerns. Wearing of a mask as protection turned into an implied threat with the slit-mouthed woman. To dwell too hard on these societal issues in the context of the legend may be as much a mistake as dismissing them. Any urban legend or folkloric trend represents the anxieties of the era, and perhaps there's something to be said that even today, the very question of watashi kirei, am I beautiful, still has an eerie ring in Japan.